This goes to Dr. Murray, M-U-R-R-A-Y, fax 989-463-2824, regarding Carol Crowley, C-R-O-W-L-E-Y, date of birth October 18th of 1946. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mrs. Crowley. She is accompanied by her husband. Her last visit was July 18th of 2022. Today she had a dilated eye exam after having cataracts removed, and then she had some changes in her eyelids. So the ophthalmologist wanted to make sure that everything is okay with her eyes. And reportedly it is, but she does have to wear sunglasses today after her eye exam. She reports that her blood pressure at home has been very low for several weeks, usually running 90 over 50 to 60 when checked. That has happened to her in the past, and at that time she had symptoms of dizziness and extreme fatigue. And when the 10 milligram lisinopril was stopped, she had rebound hypertension, which was difficult to get back under control. We will have the patient take her blood pressure readings at home for 1 to 2 times a day for up to a week. If it remains less than 100 systolic when she checks it, or if she develops any dizziness or near syncopal episodes, we will consider decreasing lisinopril to 5 milligram daily. Then we would continue to have her monitor her home blood pressures to make sure that the blood pressure stabilizes. 120 to 130 systolic would be ideal, but we wouldn't want it to overshoot and go much higher. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema. Medication list is reviewed. I did want to highlight the lisinopril 10 milligram daily. That's the only medication we have for hypertension at this time. Physical exam, weight 143 pounds. That's about an 8-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 67. Blood pressure, left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 132 over 76. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Heart is regular. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen soft, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done January 11th of 2023. Creatinine is 1.0 with estimated GFR of 58. Electrolytes are normal. Calcium is 10.3. Phosphorus is 4.3, albumin 4.0, hemoglobin is 14.0 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. 2, hypertension history with reportedly low home blood pressure readings, around 90 systolic. We've asked the patient to check the blood pressure daily at home for at least a week and then call us next Monday with the readings. At that time, we can decide if we need to decrease lisinopril to 5 milligram daily or if she'll have adequate blood pressures and be able to continue 10 milligram daily. She's been asymptomatic even though she reports lower blood pressure readings at home. She'll continue to follow her low-salt diet. She'll avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use. We will continue to check chemistries and CBCs every 3 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.